A Republic production. Herbert J. Yates presents Joan Crawford in Johnny Guitar, True Colour by Consolidated. Co-starring Sterling Hayden, Mercedes McCambridge, Scott Brady. With Ward Bond, Ben Cooper, Ernest Borgnine, John Carradine, Royal Dano, Frank Ferguson, Paul Fix, Rhys Williams, Ian MacDonald. Screenplay by Philip Yordan, based on the novel by Roy Chancellor. Music, Victor Young. Song, Johnny Guitar by Peggy Lee and Victor Young, sung by Peggy Lee. Director of Photography, Harry Stradling. Directed by Nicholas Ray. A man is riding his white horse past a craggy rock face when suddenly an explosion rips through the rock. The man, who has a guitar strapped to his back, tries to calm his horse as another explosion erupts. A man in a red shirt and black cowboy hat is hollering instructions.
All's clear!
Men on foot and in carts rush up the slope, dust flying up in their tracks. The man with the guitar continues on, past a vast valley dense with trees and rusty red cliffs. Hearing the sound of gunfire below, he comes to a ledge and looks down. A stagecoach is being held up in a clearing. A man emerges from the coach with his hands up, but is gunned down in cold blood by one of the four robbers. The gang gallops away at speed. The man with the guitar glances over his shoulder, then pulls on the reins and continues on his journey at the same steady pace as before. A sudden wind has churned up the dry earth and a sheet of red dust is being blown past a solitary building. It has an air of faded grandeur about it. The name Vienna's is painted in red on the front. The man with the guitar pulls a scarf up over his mouth and nose and canters through the swirling dust to the entrance of the establishment. Someone comes outside to hold the man's horse while he tugs a roll of cloth off the back of the saddle. The man puts his arm around the helper's shoulders and gestures for him to take the horse round the back. The man is almost blown in through the doors, and he slams them shut behind him. He removes his hat and bangs it against his leg to dislodge some of the dust. The saloon's interior is filled with reddish tones emanating from wood, brick, and what seems to be rock hewn from the rugged landscape. Two croupiers stand expectantly, and one of them throws a ball on a spinning roulette wheel. The man with the guitar goes to the bar.
What's your pleasure?
Whiskey.
The barman puts a bottle and a shot glass on the counter and the man pours himself a drink. As he downs it, he leans on the bar and looks round. The two croupiers are watching him mistrustfully.
Where's the boss?
Who's asking?
The name is Johnny. Guitar.
So?
I have an appointment with Vienna.
Vienna's busy. You'll have to wait.
I could use a little dinner.
Fix him up in the kitchen, Tom.
Right this way.
You ain't paid for your drink, mister.
Now, friend, don't rush the night. I may be around a while. Take good care of these.
That's a lot of man you're carrying those boots, stranger. You know, there's something about a tall man makes people sit up and take notice. Yes, sir.
It's a Johnny Guitar. Says he has an appointment with you.
I'll see him later.
Tom takes Johnny into the kitchen through a pair of swinging shutter doors. Vienna leans on an upper balcony. She's dressed in a black shirt and dark trousers, with a turquoise ribbon tie at her neck and bright red lipstick on her lips.
Sam, light a lamp and hang it outside.
Nobody will be in this weather.
And if they do, how can they find the place? Just hang a lamp.
Sam walks to the kitchen doors.
Never seen a woman who was more a man. She thinks like one, acts like one, and sometimes makes me feel like I'm not.
Eddie, that's last month's paper. How many times do you have to read it?
I like to know what's happening in the world outside.
There'll be plenty going on here soon. Just worry about that.
I never believed I'd end my years working for a woman. And liking it.
Spin the wheel, Eddie.
What for? No customers.
I like to hear it spin.
Eddie spins the roulette wheel. Vienna glances suspiciously towards the kitchen, then goes into her private quarters. A balding man gets up from the dinner table.
Please sit down. More wine, Mr. Andrews?
Oh, no more, thanks. I'd better be getting back to my crew. We got a good deal of mountain to blast through yet.
But you have to wait till the storm settles.
Tell me, why did you pick this spot to build? How could you possibly know that the railroad was coming this way?
Some time ago, I ran into your surveyor and we exchanged confidences. When the railroad comes through here, how much do you think this property will be worth?
What's Albuquerque worth?
How would you like to share in it? I'll need all the help I can get.
I couldn't help you. I'm not very handy with a gun.
I'm offering you an opportunity to get rich.
An opportunity to get killed would be more accurate.
I see you've been influenced by my friends.
They're determined people. Too determined for my tastes. But I wish you luck, Vienna. For whatever it's worth.
Thanks, Mr. Andrews, but I'm not trusting to luck. A good gunfighter doesn't depend on four-leaf clovers. And I think I...
Expecting company?
Not for dinner.
Vienna goes to the window and sees a coach and four pull up outside, with a dozen or so people escorting it. Looking concerned, Vienna strides to a drawer, pulls out a brown leather gun belt, and starts strapping it round her waist. Downstairs, Johnny is eating. Sam's playing patience, and Eddie is adding items to a model railway. Vienna steps out onto the balcony.
Keep the wheel spinning, Eddie.
The people outside burst in, carrying a man between them. There's only one woman amongst the party, dressed in a matching green skirt and waistcoat. Sam's hand goes to the gun on his belt. Vienna remains on the landing balcony. All the new arrivals stare up at her.
Come on down, Vienna.
Take a good look, Vienna. I'm sorry, Emma. Your brother was a very fine man.
How would you know? He was one man who never even looked at you.
He was still a fine man.
We want the dancing kidneys bunch.
Why come to me? They don't live here.
You're one of them.
Now, just a minute.
We don't need you anymore, Marshal.
We got enough trouble, Vienna. Don't you give us none.
The only trouble we have here is what you brought in.
Jenks.
Yes, Mr. McIvers.
You were driving the stagecoach. You saw the killing. Who did it? Answer the question.
Well, there was four of them.
I didn't ask you how many. I asked you who.
The sun was shining in my eye.
A while ago, you said it was the dancing kid. Say it now.
You said it was the kid. I only said it could have been.
Any more witnesses, Marshal?
We don't need any more witnesses. We're taking you and your men into custody.
Eddie, you can stop spinning the wheel.
Vienna starts sedately walking down the stairs. Halfway down, She whips round, pointing a gun at the angry mob.
Come and get me, Mr. MacIvers.
We don't want no shooting, Vienna.
I'm not coming peaceably, Marshal.
Now look here. This is a hanging matter. We can't just go arresting people without proof.
If the kid was here, would you ask for proof?
The dancing kid and Vienna aren't the same.
I say they are. They both cast the same shadow.
Someone holds up the stagecoach. Your brother is killed, and all you can think about is hanging the dancing kid. You know he didn't do it. You all know it. What's your real reason, Emma?
Because he's a killer.
What has he killed? Why do you hate him so? What did he ever do to you?
Emma's face is grim and set.
Maybe you don't hate him.
If you've got something to say, you'd better say it, Vienna.
Let Emma say.
I wouldn't spit on him. Oh, he was always eyeing me. I never told my poor brother because Len would have killed him. That's why he held up the stage and killed my brother, because now he thinks he can get me. That's why.
You've got it a little twisted, haven't you, Emma? Now you think you can get him.
She's crazy.
You want the kid and you're so ashamed of it, you want him dead. You want me dead too. Then maybe you can sleep nights.
I won't sleep till I see both of you hanged. You and the kid and all of your filthy kind. Look at her, standing up there staring down on us like a somebody. Go get her, drag her down.
I've never done a thing to hurt any of you. Don't make me do it now.
You're nothing but a railroad tramp. You're not fit to live among decent people.
You better get out of here while you can, you and your men.
We're here to stay, Mr. MacIvers. You'd better get used to that idea.
We don't want you here.
This was free country when I came. I'm not giving up a single foot of it.
You don't hear so good. We don't want you here.
You don't own the earth, not this part of it.
You stay and you'll keep only enough of it to bury you in.
I intend to be buried here. In the 20th century.
You'll never see a train run through.
Now you said it. It took a long time for the truth to come out, didn't it? You and MacIvers own the whole town and every head of beef within 500 miles. But that isn't enough, is it? You've got to own everything. You can't stand to see anybody else live. Well, you're going to. You're going to see a whole new town. Right where you're standing. A town you don't own. The railroad sending in people by tens, twenties, hundreds, and thousands. You can't keep them all out. Tell them, Mr. Andrews.
I think you put it rather well.
You're not building no depot here.
That's for Vienna to decide.
Vienna decided. Now get out! Get out, all of you!
That's big talk for a little gun. You can't shoot all of us.
Two of you will do.
You don't have the nerve.
Try me.
Stop pushing, Emma.
Put down that gun, Vienna. Put down the gun.
Down there, I sell whiskey and cards. All you can buy up these stairs is a bullet in the head. Now, which do you want?
All right. Break it up here, men. Break it up.
As the men fall back, Emma walks to the bottom of the stairs. Vienna comes down a few steps so that she's standing over the other woman.
I'm going to kill you.
I know. If I don't kill you first.
Vienna holsters her gun and starts striding towards the bar. At the sound of gunfire outside, she looks satisfied.
You wanted the dancing kid, Marshal. Here he comes.
Four men burst in, laughing and joking, but fall silent when they see the posse standing with stony expressions. The gang of four cross the room and come to stand in a line in front of the bar. Emma, MacIvers and their men scowl at them with deep loathing. Mr. Andrews takes his leave. The Dancing Kid and his gang stand with their hands hovering over the guns on their belts. One of them starts to cough. He pours himself a whiskey and downs it quickly, then turns back to face the posse. His glass rolls around on the counter in increasingly large circles. It drops over the edge and is caught by Johnny. Vienna looks at him fiercely, and he slowly walks forward, holding a blue and white china cup in his hand.
Could you spare that smoke, friend?
Johnny takes a cigarette from one of the gang, then crosses to MacIver.
I'll trouble you for a light, friend.
MacIver lights a match and watches Johnny inhale.
There's nothing like a good smoke and a cup of coffee. You know, some men got the craving for gold and silver. Others need lots of land with herds of cattle. And there's those that got the weakness for whiskey and for women. When you boil it all down, what does a man really need? Just a smoke and a cup of coffee.
And who are you?
The name, sir, is Johnny Guitar.
That's no name.
Anybody care to change it?
I hired you to play the guitar, not insult my customers.
Well, if these are your customers, I'm not so sure I'll take this job.
It's pretty strong talk for a man who doesn't wear a gun.
It's also bad manners.
You must be the Dancing Kid.
That's the name, friend. Care to change it?
No, I like it. Can you dance?
Can you play?
Vienna passes Johnny his guitar, and he puts the strap around his neck. Vienna looks up at Johnny, and the Dancing Kid crosses the room. He grabs Emma and starts dancing with her. Although her expression seems unwilling, she doesn't pull away and lets him spin her about the floor. Vienna looks hurt and upset. The kid's gang seem a little confused and unsure of what's going on. The Dancing Kid suddenly notices the body lying on a table and abruptly stops dancing. Emma holds her hands to her mouth.
I'm sorry, Emma.
Where you boys been this afternoon?
How does that concern you?
Relax, Bart. Marshall's only trying to do his duty.
I'm still asking.
Where were we this afternoon, Corey?
Same place we are every day. Working in our silver mine.
What mine? You got a silver mine nobody ever saw it.
Where do you think we get our money?
Stealing? Killing honest folks that work for theirs?
That's harsh talk, Mr. MacIvers.
You boys don't ranch, you don't farm, you got no business. Still, you always got plenty of money to spend.
I told you. We got a silver mine.
Maybe you better show us that silver mine.
Huh! And have every man within 500 miles stamping on our necks? What is this? We just did a day's work. We came in here for a few drinks and little cards like we do every Friday. Isn't that so, Vienna?
They never miss a Friday.
She's lying, that tramp.
Anyone else think I'm lying?
She's one of them. I say string them all up. All of them.
Me too, Em?
Jenks, how many men held up that stage?
I think there was four.
Come here, Jenks.
What for?
Take a good look at these men. You recognize any of them?
I told you the sun was in my eyes.
Jenks, you got me and a dozen men behind you. You don't have to be afraid to tell the truth.
I ain't afraid, Mr. MacIvers. I told you they wore masks. How could I recognize anybody?
You, come here.
I got a name, mister.
I said come here.
Well, say it nicer.
Don't start anything. Go talk to him.
Johnny steps forward.
Where are you from?
Albuquerque.
You come over the trail this afternoon? You see anything?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the stage being held up.
What?
From high in the mountains, couldn't make out any details.
Well, why didn't you ride down and help him?
With what? This?
Where are your guns?
don't wear any.
Maybe you got rid of them right after the shooting.
Now, you have a suspicious mind, mister.
How come you don't go armed?
Because I'm not the fastest draw west of the Pecos.
They're laughing at you. Is that what you came here for, to be laughed at?
MacIver picks up a bottle of whiskey and hurls it at a wall.
Now listen, everybody. Listen good, because I'm only going to say this once. In 24 hours, mark it, 24 hours, this is going to be closed territory. We got a saloon in town. We don't need one out here. I'm passing a law against gambling and drinking any place outside the town limits. That law goes into effect in 24 hours, that's all.
Well, it was nice meeting you all.
You don't own this whole territory, MacIvers. You got no call asking us to leave.
I'm not asking, I'm telling you.
Supposing we don't.
You got 24 hours.
He can't make his own laws. Tell him, Marshal.
Now, Mac, you know we can't pass a law like that.
24 hours.
Just a minute, Mac.
Don't cross me, Marshal. I give these people fair warning. If they don't pull out, I suggest you go fishing till it's all over.
Sounds like the storm's all over, boys. Let's go.
Mr. MacIvers, I believe you owe me for one bottle of whiskey.
Vienna holds out her hand, and he pays her.
I don't want to owe you anything.
Don't you ever forget that, Mr. MacIvers.
Come on, Emma.
The posse strides out through the swinging doors. Emma is the last, and she turns back defiantly.
And when they go, you better go with them.
Emma leaves.
Oh, her name was Emma Small, was Emma Small.
"24 hours, the man said. Want me to help you pack?
I threw away my trunk when I came here.
MacIvers has over 30 guns riding for him. What are you going to hold him off with? A guitar?
Mr. Guitar?
Yes, ma'am.
Johnny joins Vienna and the kid at the bar.
Still want the job?
Well, a man's got to plant roots somewhere. This seems like a nice, quiet place. Friendly, too.
I like him. I like you, mister. Maybe you care to work for me.
Just what is your business, sir?
I'll find one. All you have to do is play that guitar for me.
I like the first offer better.
It's better you work for me.
Let Mr. Guitar make up his own mind.
All of a sudden, I don't like you, mister.
Now that makes me real sad. I always hate to lose a friend.
That's the way it goes. Lose one, find one. Play something for me, Mr. Guitar.
Anything special?
Just put a lot of love in it.
He ain't gonna play so good all stretched out on that crap table.
What's eating the fancy man?
I don't know. What's your trouble, kid?
I'm in no trouble. He is. Fooling with a strange woman can bring a man a lot of grief.
You a strange woman?
Only to strangers.
What's going on with you two?
Just what you see, friend.
Oh, you picked the wrong place to come to, mister.
The lady sent for me, not you.
Heads, I'm gonna kill you, mister. Tails, you can play her a tune.
He tosses a coin, and Vienna catches it midair, then tosses it back to the kid. She turns to Johnny and gives him a smile.
Play me a tune.
The kid looks put out as Johnny starts to play. Vienna has turned away from him, and tears are moistening her eyes. After the momentary lapse, she regains control of her stern persona.
Play something else.
She strides away, but the kid grabs hold of her arm. They look intensely at each other, then both go to one of the gaming tables. Bart comes over to Johnny.
They were just playing before. lady didn't like the tune.
A troublemaker.
You want something?
Yeah. I want to study you some more.
Have a drink.
Bart pours Johnny a tot of whiskey. Johnny drinks it down, smacks his lips in satisfaction, then turns to leave. Bart gets hold of his sleeve.
Thank you.
Don't go.
Have another.
No thanks.
Yes, thanks.
I said no thanks.
I'm setting him up. All you gotta do is drink him.
Maybe he don't like your company, Bart.
Yeah. The Gitbox man's fussy who he drinks with.
Your health, gentlemen.
Johnny downs the drink.
Have one more.
I thank you kindly, mister, but I had enough.
I'll say when's enough. Empty it.
Johnny turns the glass over and slides it down the bar.
That one slipped.
When a man can't hold onto a glass, he should drink like a baby from a bottle. Open your mouth, guitar man. I'll feed you.
Want me to stop it?
I don't think so. Not just yet.
I said open your mouth, guitar man.
Outside, please.
Bart puts his coat and hat on the bar and starts heading for the door with Johnny and the rest of the gang.
Bart, leave your guns.
Bart unbuckles his belt and puts it on a table. He moves forward, but Corey stops him with a hand on his shoulder and takes a knife from his waistband. Bart grins, then the four of them head out. Outside, Bart suddenly turns and punches Johnny across the face.
Seems I've lost some of my charm.
All of it.
I always wanted to shoot me a guitar man.
That's a worthy ambition.
What's the matter with me? Tell me. What do you see you don't like?
Nothing. As a matter of fact, I like you.
But not enough, huh?
Not that much.
I remember different.
You remember I don't. That's the way it goes.
Johnny and Bart are locked in combat. They roll in the dirt, then fall back onto a wooden platform. Bart grabs a chair and hurls it at Johnny, but he's managed to duck out of the firing line.
If you're smart, you'll ride out of here and keep on riding, and you won't come back.
And that's what I should do, but I never do what I should.
Well, it's your funeral.
Don't bury me yet.
Vienna looks with concern towards the door. Bart staggers in, punch drunk. Johnny follows and boots him in the backside, sending him flying across the room. The rest of the gang come in behind Johnny, followed by Tom. As the kid crosses to where Bart is lying on the ground, Tom grins and blows out the lantern he'd hung outside the saloon. He nods to Vienna.
Put him on his horse.
The kid stands at the kitchen hatch as Johnny washes his face.
You made a big mistake, mister. Bart's not a man to forget. He'll be getting back at you.
The kid picks up Bart's hat and coat from the bar and puts his own hat on before helping drag Bart to the door. He stops opposite Vienna.
Thanks, Vienna, for a real nice time.
Vienna hands over Bart's gun belt with a solemn expression, and the gang leave. Their youngest member lingers, pulling the door shut before looking back at Vienna.
Vienna?
Yes, Turkey.
He strides towards her.
You know, after what happened today, I don't guess we'll be seeing you anymore. I'm sure gonna miss you.
I'm going to miss you a lot, Turkey.
You know, you've been about my only friend. If you're gonna stay here, you're gonna need somebody to sort of look after you. So, I'm staying with you.
If you look after me, who's going to look after you?
You talk like I was a boy. I'm a man.
Every man's entitled to be a boy for a little while. You were cheated, Turkey.
I'll prove to you I'm a man.
He shoots a salt pot off a table, then the pepper and sugar. Alarmed, Johnny grabs a gun and shoots Turkey's weapon from his hand, then pushes it across the floor with more deadly accurate shots. Vienna looks furious.
That was good shooting, Turkey. For a boy.
She stalks over to Johnny.
Give me that gun.
Johnny hands it over, and she glances down at it, then goes to put it on the kitchen hatch. Turkey holds his hand, then picks his gun up off the floor. Johnny looks tense and sweaty. Turkey holsters his gun and pulls on his jacket, then frowns pensively. He takes his gun out again and examines it. It's completely intact. He looks as if he wants to say something, but changes his mind and leaves. Tom, the barman, Eddie and Sam make a hasty retreat into the kitchen as Johnny leans on the bar counter and Vienna glowers at him.
You're still gun crazy, aren't you?
No, I thought the youngster was trying to shoot up the place.
Frank, Eddie and Sam didn't think so.
I guess I acted a little hasty.
If I hadn't stepped in front of Turkey, you would have shot him. Where are your guns?
In my saddlebag.
Suppose you leave them there. I'll tell you when to use them.
You're the boss.
You haven't changed at all, Johnny.
What made you think I had?
In 5 years, a person should learn something.
5 years ago, I met you in a saloon. Now I find you in one. I don't see much change.
Except I own this one. Come here for a minute.
She takes him across to a model railway and town displayed on a table.
Do you know what this is?
Looks like a lot of towns I've been in.
This town will be here next year. You can own part of it. Share and share alike with Frank, Tom, Eddie, and Sam.
Why me?
Maybe I'll need a gunfighter.
Albuquerque's lousy with gunfighters.
But I sent for Johnny Logan.
I don't use that name anymore.
Oh, so you changed your name and thought that would change everything, huh?
You hired me to do a job.
Is that all you came here for? To do a job?
No. No, I wanted to see you again. Heard you had a little luck.
Luck had nothing to do with it.
I was being polite.
I'm not ashamed of how I got what I have. The important thing is I've got it.
That's the way most people look at it.
Except you. What right have you to judge?
I once loved you. A man takes a pride in something he really cares for. He hates to see it trampled.
A man can lie, steal, and even kill. But as long as he hangs on to his pride, he's still a man. All a woman has to do is slip once, and she's a tramp. Must be a great comfort to you to be a man.
It was more of a comfort to think that you were waiting for me.
Did you honestly believe after 5 years I'd be waiting for you?
Well, I had a long ride up here from Albuquerque. I had to think of something. But it was kind of nice to know that we'd be together again.
Well, that's very generous of you, Mr. Logan. Is that a proposal?
A man's got to stop somewhere. This seems as good a spot as any.
That's just about the most touching speech a woman ever listened to. I'm overwhelmed.
She walks towards him, looking up into his eyes, and he moves away.
Maybe it's rushing it a little, but that's the general idea, isn't it?
No, Mr. Logan, that isn't my idea at all.
Suppose you tell me.
Oh, it's a sad story.
I listen good to sad stories.
5 years ago, I loved a man. He wasn't good, he wasn't bad, but I loved him. I wanted to marry him, to work with him, to build something for the future.
The They should have lived happily ever after.
They didn't. They broke up. He couldn't see himself being tied down to a home.
Looks like the girl did a smart thing in getting rid of him.
She was smart, all right. She learned not to love anybody again.
5 years is a long time. There must have been quite a few men in between.
Enough.
What do you suppose would happen if this man was to come back?
When a fire burns itself out, all you have left is ashes.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
Johnny takes over, holding a rope. Vienna pauses at the door of her living quarters and looks down at Johnny. She goes inside. The dancing kid and his gang are riding along a trail running through a sunlit woodland. The kid smiles, and Bart wipes blood from his face with a bandana from around his neck. A waterfall tumbles over rocks. The gang urge their horses into the pool at the base of the waterfall. The kid leads the way and tugs something out from under his saddle. It's a raincoat, which he puts over his head. He rides through the waterfall, and the rest of the gang follow suit. They emerge on the other side, where the earth is a rich terracotta color and lumps of rock jut out of the ground. They make their way single file along a track gouged from the earth. On a small hill up ahead is a simple wooden cabin, which the gang are riding towards.
Why us? Why every time us?
Why don't you try and figure out who held up the stage?
Well, there must be 100 gangs hiding out in Mexico. If they hit and run, we get the blame.
We got more than the blame this time. McIver says we got 24 hours to get. In case any of you disremember,
our silver mine's all played out. Wasn't much to begin with. We might as well pull out.
What do you say, Corey?
The kid will tell us what to do.
I asked you your opinion, Mr. Corey.
I told you. The kid will do the telling, Mr. Lonergan.
Seems like the kid has other things on his mind.
Meaning what?
Vienna. You're still soft on her. That's what's keeping us all here.
You want to go, go.
You can't stay without a fight. McIvers don't make small talk.
Seems you lost your taste for fighting, Buck.
Depends on what I'm fighting for.
Sit down.
And no woman's worth it.
You really think so, huh?
I've known plenty. They're all the same. No good.
You know, you and Emma would make a fine couple.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Bart, you don't drink. You don't smoke. You're mean to horses. What do you like?
Me. I like me. And I'm taking good care of me.
Maybe you're right, Bart. This dust and sand is bad for Corey's lungs.
Here.
How'd you like to come home with me, Corey?
Where's your home?
New York.
New York? I've been there. Stinks of fish.
And where you come from don't stink. Much.
Well, let's decide. We've got to go someplace.
I know of a place.
I just decided. We're going to California.
Well, horses won't last.
We'll buy fresh horses on the way.
Did I hear you say buy?
That's right. Only idiots steal horses.
And with what are we going to buy all these fresh horses?
With gold, Mr. Lonergan. With gold.
We haven't any gold. We hardly got enough silver to plug up the holes in Bart's teeth.
You stay around here, we'll wind up hanging. I hate to be run off of something we didn't do. So let's do something. Something they can hang us for. Well, that's only justice, ain't it?
Sounds like justice to me.
The kid walks out, and the gang shift their positions, a growing sense of excitement and expectation rippling amongst them. Only Corey looks slightly perturbed. The saloon is in darkness when Vienna comes down the stairs, wearing a bright pink nightgown and a dark cape. She spins the roulette wheel and allows herself a gleeful smile at the rattling sound. John is sitting in front of the kitchen fire, looking slightly the worse for wear, with a whiskey glass in his hand. Vienna watches him from the hatch and arches an eyebrow.
Having fun, Mr. Logan?
I couldn't sleep.
That stuff help any?
Makes the night go faster. What's keeping you awake?
Dreams. Bad dreams.
Yeah, I get them sometimes too.
He swivels round on his seat and pours another drink.
Yeah, this'll chase him away.
I tried that. Didn't seem to help me any.
Johnny turns away, and Vienna stares at him thoughtfully.
How many men have you forgotten?
She comes through the swinging doors to join him.
As many women as you remember.
He suddenly leaps up.
Don't go away.
I haven't moved.
Tell me something nice.
Sure. What do you want to hear?
Lie to me. Tell me all these years you've waited. Tell me.
All these years I've waited.
Tell me you'd have died if I hadn't come back.
I would have died if you hadn't come back.
Tell me you still love me like I love you.
I still love you like you love me.
Thanks a lot.
Stop feeling so sorry for yourself. You think you had it rough. I didn't find this place. I had to build it. How do you think I was able to do that?
I don't want to know.
But I want you to know. For every board, plank, and beam in this place.
I heard enough.
No, you're going to listen.
I told you, I don't want to know anymore.
You can't shut me up, Johnny. Not anymore. Once I would have crawled at your feet to be near you.
She turns from him with tears in her eyes.
I searched for you and every man I met.
Look, Vienna, you just said you had a bad dream. We both had, but it's all over.
Not for me.
It's just like it was 5 years ago. Nothing's happened in between.
Oh, I wish...
Not a thing. You've got nothing to tell me, because it's not real. Only you and me. That's real. We're having a drink at the bar in the Aurora Hotel. The band is playing. We're celebrating because we're getting married. And after the wedding, we're getting out of this hotel and we're going away. So laugh, Ian, and be happy. It's your wedding day.
I have waited for you, John.
They cling to each other.
What took you so long?
As they kiss, tears streak down her face. It's morning. Vienna comes out of the saloon and stops to share a smile with Johnny before climbing into a waiting carriage.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Where are we going?
To town.
Johnny tips his hat, then climbs in beside her. He slaps the reins and the horse pulling the carriage moves off. Tom watches them go with a smile.
Like the man said, all a fellow needs is a cup of coffee and a good smoke. Thank you.
A dog crosses the empty street of the town. Johnny stops the carriage and gets out to tie the horse to a post. Vienna looks warily from side to side, then smiles indulgently at Johnny. He helps her out of the carriage and they go to a door.
Closed, Vienna.
Why? It's no holiday.
They're all down at the cemetery for Mr. Small's funeral.
That still doesn't make it a holiday. It's 10 o'clock Saturday morning and I want my money.
The bank worker relents.
Wait here.
Mm-hmm.
Vienna sweeps to the counter.
I guess we can accommodate you, Vienna.
Thank you, Ned.
Why are you closing your account?
Now that Len's gone, I'm not doing business with Emma.
You want it in gold or notes?
Notes will do.
The teller goes to the safe and is accompanied by the armed man who answered the door. A wagon and four horses. Vienna waits patiently as the heavy safe door is pulled open. The wagon pulls up outside the bank. Johnny has gone to tend to the horse and sees Turkey leap down from the driver's seat of the wagon. The younger man gives him a cautious look, then grabs a money bag from behind the seat and pounds on the bank door.
No one else, Jake.
Jake leaves the safe door ajar.
Bank's closed, son.
I want to make a deposit.
I'll come back in an hour.
Well, look, can I leave this with you? I don't want to carry it around.
Hand it over.
Turkey throws Jake to the ground, and the rest of the gang leap out from under the cloth covering the wagon and drag Jake back into the bank. Johnny is watching.
Stay where we can see you, Nick.
Jake is hauled over to the safe. The kid locks eyes with Vienna, who looks horrified. Then he scurries outside. He pauses opposite Johnny.
Well, looks like I got me a front row seat at the show, huh?
Want to be a hero or stay alive?
I got a lot of respect for a gun. Besides, I'm a stranger here myself.
Unhitch the horses and keep him covered. Help for him!
Turkey to Johnny.
You got a gun?
Not this morning. Didn't tell him what happened, eh?
Johnny chuckles to himself.
You picked a bad time to do business, Vienna.
You must be crazy. Now they will hang the stage killing on your neck. Call your men off and get out of here. No one will know. Ned, tell him you'll forget about it.
I promise you, kid, no one will know. But I want him to know. And to remember. I'm gonna leave this town so broke, they'll never forget the dancing kid.
Emma will never let you get away with it. You don't know her, I do.
Hurry it up in there. That funeral ain't gonna last all day.
Listen to me. So far, you've done nothing wrong.
You heard McIvers. We gotta go. But we ain't going empty-handed.
He told me to go, too. But I'm staying. Give this up and you won't have to go.
And what have I got to stay for?
What would make you give this up?
You. And if I give this up, could I hold on to you? For how long?
Sorry, kid.
What's taking you two so long? You can't stop me, Vienna.
I'm going to.
Don't try.
You'll have to shoot.
I will. Keep him up, Ned, high. Don't push me, Vienna. Time's up. Let's go.
Bart and Corey rush out of the safe, and the kid gives Vienna a passionate embrace before racing after them. Bart goes to shoot Johnny.
Bart! I was only going to wing him so he couldn't follow.
Yeah, I know. He's not going to follow.
four men gallop away, loaded down with money bags. Johnny escorts Vienna from the bank and into the carriage. He gives her a look, and she seems confused. He climbs in beside her and takes up the reins.
Now where to?
Let's go home.
Come on! Was I dreaming, or did I just see a bank held up?
The kid's no bank robber. MacIvers forced his hand by giving him 24 hours.
MacIvers didn't put a gun in his hand and wheel him up to the bank. That was the kid's idea.
I tried to stop him.
Who's going to believe that?
Don't you?
What I think doesn't matter.
It does to me. What are you thinking?
You and the kid hit in the bank at the same time. That don't look good. He didn't take your money, did he?
No, he didn't.
This is all Emma needs. Why does she hate you so?
She's in love with the kid.
Last night she was trying awful hard to get him hung.
He makes her feel like a woman, and that frightens her.
By now, Emma's all worked up and she's started on the others. We've got to get out and get out fast.
Where do we go?
We can't worry about that now. We'll keep going until we're out of the valley.
I still want to go home.
The gang gallop across a stretch of water, then jump off their horses, ready to swap onto fresh ones. They slap on their horses' rumps to get them to gallop away.
It's a rough climb over those mountains.
It's the only way out.
We'd make better time through the desert.
Look, Corey, once we're into it, the closest water hole is 400 miles. I'm not chancing it.
Maybe we ought to split the money and separate.
We're riding together.
What about it, Corey?
We're riding together.
Well, let's go!
Bart and the kid relent and mount their horses. The others wait for the kid to take the lead. He eyes them all before urging his horse along the watery track. In the bank.
They took it all. All of it.
The kid and his bunch.
And Vienna.
No, Vienna tried to stop him.
She's one of them.
I tell you, she wasn't.
She was here, wasn't she?
Yes, but...
Jake! Vienna got you to unlock the door, didn't she?
Yeah, but they came later.
How much later? A minute? They planned this thing from the very beginning. Together. You come with me, Jake. We're gonna bring every cent of it back.
To Ned.
And Vienna was one of them. Understand?
Emma's holding a gun.
Well, I did see him kiss her.
Emma holsters her gun. Men are running past armed with shotguns when Emma steps out of the bank. A posse of mourners are gathering in the street. More men are armed to join the hunt.
You, Emma.
I'm coming along.
You'll only be in the way.
It's my money they got. I'm going after them.
They got a lot of my money, too, Emma. The marshal's right. You'll only slow us up.
I'm riding with you. And I'll be riding first.
Emma rushes off. The men gather. Then MacIver gives a signal, and they set out. Children run into the street to watch them go. The posse gallop away, and Emma races to catch up, her mourning veil falling into the dirt. The kid and his gang are making their escape into the mountains. Their horses' pounding hooves stir up red dust on the ground. As they make their way along a pass, overlooked by almost sheer rock faces, their presence is noted by a red-shirted man who begins to shout and wave a flag. The top of the mountain explodes. Having just arrived home, Vienna goes to investigate the eruption. She leans against a fence post. Johnny comes to join her and takes off his hat.
They're closing the pass. If you're thinking of running, it's a little late. I've got a hunch the posse will be dropping in on you before night. Same people who paid you a visit yesterday, only they won't be the same. A posse isn't people. I've ridden with them and I've ridden against them. A posse is an animal. It moves like one and thinks like one.
They're men with itchy fingers and a coil of rope around their saddle horns, looking for somebody to hang. And after riding a few hours, they don't care much who they hang. You haven't told me a thing I don't know.
I haven't finished.
Finish, but be brief.
A posse feels safe because it's big. They only make a big target. I can ride around and pick off a few. The rest of them will lose their guts, turn tail, break up, and go home.
I hired you for protection. I won't have any killing.
What do you think they're coming to do to you? Make up your mind. To stay is to fight.
I'm going to stay. I'm going to fight, but I won't kill.
To fight, you've got to kill. I don't know any other way.
You are gun crazy. It'll never be any different. It was a mistake to send for you, Johnny. You can pick up your pay now.
She heads off. The gang are still scaling the mountains. The mountain explodes behind them, spewing dust and debris over the path.
You and your smart ideas!
The gang rides on, but at every turn, another explosion thunders. One erupts only a short distance away, and they're enveloped by a cloud of dust. The horses are thrown into confusion. The kid, Corey, and Bart ride away, but Turkey is unable to gain control of his horse. Explosions erupt around him as he tries to catch up with his crew. One causes him to fall off his horse and he tumbles down a slope. Corey and the kid quickly dismount and rush to his aid. They stagger down the slope and grab hold of Turkey.
I'm all right. Help me on my horse.
The men struggle up the slope.
We're not going to get through that.
Is there another pass?
No. If we ditch the horses,
we'll never make it on foot.
And we'll have to try that desert. We can't stay here.
We'll go back to the lair.
What?
We'll be safe there. Maybe we can't get out, but they can't get in.
Well, it's like walking into a trap.
Well, what's your ideas, Mr. Lonergan?
I said we should have taken a desert route.
That was before. I'm asking now.
The kid takes the lead, and the gang follow behind in their positions of rank. Turkey holding back, so he's the last in line.
Pete, you and your men cover the desert trail.
The posse splits up.
Let you boys come with me.
Emma is riding with them. Johnny's still on the bridge where Vienna left him. He hears the sound of approaching horses and quickly hides beneath the struts. The gang gallop overhead, but Turkey is lolling in his saddle and his horse is slowing down. Once they've passed, Johnny comes out of hiding, puts on his hat and sets off down the road.
You each have enough money to stake you for 6 months, wherever you go. If I'm still here by then, I'll expect you back. You'll each have a share like I promised. If I'm not here, just keep wheeling and dealing. The 24 hours aren't up yet. If you run into the posse, they'll let you through. You better get started.
Good luck, Jim. See you, Vienna.
Eddie. This is for Tom. Find him and take him with you.
Johnny walks into the saloon.
Mr. Logan.
Vienna reaches into her black leather bag and takes out a wedge of banknotes. She puts them on the counter in front of Johnny.
That's for your trouble.
She walks away.
Vienna's is closed, Mr. Logan.
She goes into her living quarters, and Johnny walks outside, leaving the money on the counter. He puts on his hat and walks down the steps. The kid shields his face from tree branches as he gallops through woodland. In his weakened state, Turkey can't fend them off, and they crack across his neck, flinging him to the ground. He falls unconscious. Emma has reached the bridge leading to Vienna's. She looks behind her, sees the thundering posse, and sets off at their head. The kid, Bart, and Corey have reached the bottom of the waterfall, leading to their secret lair. It's only now that the kid realizes Turkey is no longer with them.
Where's Turkey?
Well, he was right behind me when we came over the bridge.
Then he's somewhere between here and Vienna's. Come on.
The sound of hooves put them on edge. They keep behind cover and see horses thundering towards them from all directions.
Turkey must have passed out. We gotta go back.
We can't go looking now.
We gotta find him before they do.
These woods are gonna be full in a minute. We better get inside quick.
We go back for Turkey, they cut us off from the lair. We got no place to hide.
How did that help Turkey?
He took his chances.
Kid, it could have been any one of us. Besides, he's better off alone.
You two go in. I look for him.
You're coming with us.
Take your hand off.
You said we ride together. Remember?
Bart's right, kid. We gotta stick together. Turkey will have to make it back as best he can.
The kid looks deeply unhappy, but relents. He prepares to pass through the waterfall. The posse ford a river, all still dressed in their black mourning clothes.
Fancy engineer said the red-haired turkey got hurt trying.
Let's go to Vienna's.
Now, why should they go there? Hey, Pete!
We're wasting time.
You just can't push these men, Emma. Wait.
We gotta get to Vienna's.
The men aren't ready yet.
Well, get them ready, or let me do it.
My men are not killers. They gotta be cold, tired, and hungry before they get mad.
How long does that take?
You've got 5 years of mad in you. You can give them another 5 hours.
There's no signs of them trying in the desert. They've holed up somewhere.
Probably in that place they call their silver mine. Any of you men have an idea where that mine is?
I watched them leave Vienna's. They followed this creek.
Well, then the camp's got to be between Vienna's and Furnace Ridge, because there's nothing beyond the ridge. I know that.
If they got a camp up there, I'll find it. I know this stream good. I've panned every inch of it. Let's go.
Hey, now, wait a minute, boys. I got a better idea.
I'll say when, and I'm not saying it yet. All right, Lou, you know this country better than anybody else. Go ahead. We'll follow you. Come on.
Wait a minute.
McIver ignores Emma, and the posse head off. Silt turns the waters red. Water bubbles over boulders, and the posse gather on the riverbank.
Hey, someone's coming!
A riderless horse trots up.
Whoa! 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 Hold that horse steady.
Hey, that's one of their horses.
Yeah, it looks like they never got to where they're going.
Well, one of them didn't make it. Find him and you'd find them all.
The only place between here and town is Vienna's. Reckon maybe you've been right all along, Emma.
Of course I was right. But you wouldn't listen. None of you. The last time either. There wouldn't have been any bank hold up. The stage wouldn't have been robbed. My brother wouldn't have been killed. I've been right about that woman ever since she came. I wanted to run her out before she ever got in, but you wouldn't listen. None of you. The marshal says he has to have legal cause. Mr. MacIvers thinks he can do it with talk. And the rest of you can't make up your minds. Well, what are you waiting for? You heard her tell how they're going to run the railroad through here, bring in thousands of new people from the east. Farmers. Dirt farmers. Squatters. They'll push us out. Is that what you're waiting for? You're acting like she's some fine lady. And doing nothing makes all of you fine gentlemen. Well, she ain't. And you're not. So you better wake up. Or you're gonna find you and your women and your kids squeezed between barbed wires and fence posts. Is that what you're waiting for? Well, I'm not.
She strides off.
One of you boys better stay here. Clem, you stick around.
The posse starts to follow Emma to Vienna's. There are at least two dozen of them. At the saloon, Vienna is lighting the lamps of a chandelier. She's wearing a pure white full-skirted dress with a black bow at her neck and a black band round her waist. She adjusts the lighting so that it's just right. She blows out the match and hauls on a rope to raise the chandelier up. She dusts off her hands, then hears a sound in the kitchen.
Tom, what are you doing here? Why didn't you leave with the others?
We've got a visitor.
Turkey staggers in a daze and collapses at Vienna's feet. His neck is covered in blood, and Vienna starts to unbutton his shirt.
You shouldn't have come back, Tom.
I won't be in the way.
I can't have anyone here.
Nobody notices me. I'm just part of the furniture.
He picks up Turkey's gun.
Why do you think I sent you away? All of you.
Tom pushes the gun into his waistband. He brings Vienna a bottle of whiskey, which he starts to pour down Turkey's throat.
What are you going to do with him?
I can't keep him here.
Can't travel?
Then I'll have to turn him over to the posse.
But they'll hang him. He's just a boy.
Boys who play with guns have to be ready to die like men.
Let me take him. I'll hide him out in the cottonwoods. It's too late. You'll have to turn him over now.
Help me. Help me, Vienna.
Her eyes widen in horror. Outside, night has fallen. Emma climbs the steps at the front of the saloon. She looks maniacally at the men, then strides into the saloon and stops in her tracks. Vienna is serenely playing the piano. The posse file in behind Emma, and Vienna glances at them momentarily, but doesn't stop her playing. Two members of the posse run up the stairs to her private quarters. More of the men spread out to search the premises.
We came for the kid and his bunch.
That's what you said yesterday.
We came for you too, Vienna.
Why? I had nothing to do with robbing a bank. Every man here knows that. I don't have to hold up banks. All I have to do is sit here and wait for the railroad to come through. And that is my intention.
What was your business at the bank this morning?
If you remember, MacIvers gave me 24 hours to close. I drew out my own money, paid off my boys, and I'm closed. You can't buy a drink or turn a card. I'm sitting here in my own house, minding my own business, playing my own piano. I don't think you can make a crime out of that.
The men searching her quarters come back downstairs. Other men come back empty-handed.
Are you satisfied they're not here? No! I'm not satisfied. If they're not here, she knows where they are. Ask her to tell you, Marshal.
How would she know?
She and the kids spent a lot of time together. They didn't spend all of it here. He's back in the lair. And she knows how to get there. Now I'll ask her.
Vienna?
I can't help you, Marshal.
You mean you won't?
I said I can't.
Either you side with them or with us.
I'm not taking sides with anyone.
You can't stay on the fence no longer. It's not just Emma and MacIvers. The men are fed up. Show us the way to the lair and save yourself a lot of grief.
I gave you my answer. Twice.
We won't take that.
Just what do you think I've been taking from you? Who are you? And you, to break into my house with your angry faces and evil minds. Why do you come here? I knew you would, but why? I held up no stagecoach. I robbed no bank. But you're here again. I know, and I know you know, I'm innocent. Yet you stand there in your funeral clothes, like vultures, waiting for another corpse. Why, you miserable, you hypocritical!
Turkey's leg falls out from under a table. The two men turn the table over and drag him out from under it. He's brought before the marshal.
Where's the rest of the bunch? Where are they? You've got a rope around your neck, son. You'd better talk.
It was Vienna's idea, wasn't it? Tell us. Don't be afraid. We'll protect you.
I got a rope around my neck. How are you going to protect me?
Tell us the truth if you want a trial.
He's my prisoner and I'm taking him.
We're going to get the truth out of him first.
Vienna got Jake to open the bank for you, didn't she?
Come on, Turkey, tell us. I'll give you my word you won't hang.
Stop making promises you can't keep.
Stay out of this, Marshal.
Just tell us Vienna was one of your bunch, and we'll give you a chance.
We might even let you right out of here.
You're only a boy. We don't want to hurt you.
The truth, son, that's all we want.
Just tell us she was one of you, Turkey. And you'll go free.
Better talk, boy. You better talk.
What should I do? I don't want to die. What do I do?
Save yourself.
What did you do to her?
The law will take its course.
You don't have to say anything. Just nod. Was Vienna one of you?
Turkey's terrified.
Well, was she?
He nods.
He's a liar! You scared him into lying!
Two men rush forward, and Tom is beaten to the ground.
You heard it from Turkey's own lips, men. What are you going to do now?
What do you say, Mr. MacIvers?
Hang them!
No! 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 No!
Let Mr. MacIvers say it.
All right. I'm for it.
Her too?
Tom takes the gun from his waistband.
Her too.
The marshal breaks free and stands in front of Vienna.
I'll shoot any man that steps up here. I'm taking Vienna and Turkey to town,
and I'm holding him for trial.
You can take Turkey, Marshal, but not Vienna.
Put that gun away, Tom.
Not till you all get out of here. All of you!
Emma shoots Tom, and his gun accidentally goes off. The bullet flies into the Marshal, who collapses to the ground. Vienna rushes to Tom.
Why did you do it, Tom?
You'd do the same for me.
He gazes weakly at the grim-faced posse members.
Look. Everybody's looking at me. It's the first time I ever felt important.
He tenses, then falls back dead. Vienna goes to grab his gun, but it's kicked away, and she's hauled to her feet. The others leave Turkey alone, and he tries to scramble to the exit, but is tripped up and tackled to the ground. He's dragged to his feet. Vienna breaks free from her captors and threatens them with a flaming lamp. She hurls it across the room and runs back into the kitchen, but is quickly caught and held firm. She struggles in vain, and as they march her forward, she tries to disguise her terror with a look of arrogant pride and defiance. She is manhandled out of the saloon, and Turkey is brought along behind her. Emma comes back in, armed with a shotgun, and smiles savagely at the rope holding up the chandelier. She shoots through the rope, and the chandelier drops. It immediately bursts into flames, and as they spring up in front of her, Emma watches them dance with an insane glint in her eyes. The fire spreads rapidly. She backs out and runs down the steps with a girlish skip, her eyes shining brightly with delirious pleasure. Turkey and Vienna are sitting on horses with their hands tied behind their backs. Turkey is looking back at the inferno, but Vienna sits erect. It's only after a long while that she glances behind her and sees the building engulfed by flames and thick black smoke. The posse rides away. Up on higher ground, Johnny sees the raging fire. His face is lit by the orange flames. Ropes are tossed over thick trunks supporting the underside of the bridge. The posse and their prisoners reach the dry gully, and Turkey's horse is led forward so that he is positioned beneath a noose. Vienna's escort takes hold of her reins. Turkey.
He said I wouldn't die. You promised me I wouldn't die. You promised.
Mr. MacIver, you promised. You said I wouldn't hang.
You promised me!
The horse is slapped on its rump and gallops forward, leaving Turkey to dangle. Emma's eyes gleam, but Vienna can't look. The posse members look a little unnerved. Vienna's horse is brought forward, and she's positioned beneath the second noose.
You want to do it yourself? This isn't my idea, Vienna.
Never mind the talk. Get it over with, Pete.
What do you say, Mr. MacIvers?
Maybe we ought to...
Maybe we ought to what?
Nothing.
All right.
Vienna has a pleading look in her eyes.
I can't. Not a woman.
It's up to you.
Not me.
I'll give $100!
No one makes a move.
You'll have to do it yourself, Emma.
MacIver steps forward, then passes Emma the whip, used to urge the horse onwards. Emma looks about her. Johnny's on the bridge, holding a knife at the ready. Emma slaps down the whip, and Johnny cuts the rope at the precise moment the horse surges forward. As it gallops off with Vienna on its back, Johnny leaps onto his horse and follows. The posse mount their own steeds and set off in pursuit. Johnny grabs hold of the reins of Vienna's horse, then jumps down, unties her hands, and lifts her off the back. He sends the horses galloping off and hides with Vienna in a hollow behind a bush. The posse race past, unaware of what's happened. They thunder past the burning saloon. Johnny unties the noose from around Vienna's neck, and they creep forward, still trying to keep out of sight. Flames leap from the building.
Follow me.
She runs through the darkness, her white dress glowing. She opens the doors of a cellar and climbs in, followed by Johnny. They close the doors just in time before more members of the posse gallop past. The entire building glows bright red.
Why did you come back for me?
First chance I ever had to be a hero. I couldn't pass it up. Why did you
There's
bring...
There's a mine shaft down here. It'll take us out on the other side.
She makes her way down some steps to a door.
Taking you out of here in that dress is like carrying a lantern.
She rushes to a clothesline just as some burning timbers fall behind her and set light to her dress.
Vienna!
Johnny!
He struggles to quell the flames, eventually managing to put them out. She frantically pulls off her gown, grabs some clothes from the line, and then makes for the door leading to the mine shaft. The building is barely visible beneath the raging flames soaring up into the pitch-black night sky. Vienna and Johnny race through the mine. Then she disappears around a corner to change. Johnny has a look around at the low-ceilinged shaft.
This place looks pretty safe. Why can't we stay here?
They know about this mine. When the fire burns down, they'll come looking.
We better start thinking of some other place.
I have. But the kid's there.
Well, that's why you brought us here.
You and the kid under the same roof? How long do you think you'd both be alive?
Which one are you worried about?
What's your guess?
I only know what I saw. He didn't act like any stranger.
I never said he was.
Or even like a friend.
He was more.
Now tell me it was all one-sided.
No. No, it wasn't. But I never lied to him. He knew there was someone else. There always would be. Even if you hadn't come back.
How do I make sure?
If you're not sure by now, telling won't help.
She's changed into blue jeans and a red shirt. The posse are galloping back and forth outside, cast into silhouette by the flames. Johnny and Vienna emerge from the mine. They're just in time to see the front of her beloved saloon collapse. Johnny drags her away. The posse is still at large. The saloon is a skeleton of its former self. Johnny and Vienna conceal themselves on a ledge. The posse ride past on their way up the mountains, and Johnny and Vienna duck out of sight behind some boulders. Once they've passed, Vienna makes a move to go.
Better wait.
They may double back this way.
The vengeful riders gallop on. Daylight, and the man left behind to guard the riverside path is asleep beneath a tree. Vienna and Johnny have crossed the river and are scurrying along the bank. He helps her over the uneven ground, and when she stumbles, he lifts her back onto her feet. They step over a fallen tree trunk and make their way through woodland. Couple slip into a pool of pale green water and start swimming. They swim side by side and finally reach the other side. Johnny helps her out onto dry ground and they share a triumphant smile. They make their way through the waterfall, leading to the lair. Corey, standing guard at the top of the hill, he points his gun at them.
It's Vienna! Johnny Guitar!
Tell him to put his hands high.
He obeys.
Where's the kid?
In the cabin with Bart.
As they make their way up the hill, Corey keeps his gun trained on them.
Bart ain't going to be happy to see you, mister.
Johnny's still holding his hands up.
We're going to die here, that's for sure.
He'll find a way in.
We'll have a chance to shoot our way out.
Yeah. Some chance.
I don't like it, Egg. Take your cut and get.
Oh, no. I'm sticking right with you. When I get it, you're gonna get yours, too.
You keep talking, you're gonna get yours a lot sooner.
Vienna comes in.
Drop it!
The kid stops Bart from firing his gun.
How'd you get in?
Corey led us by.
What'd you bring him for?
There was a lynching last night. He saved my life.
Who'd they hang?
Turkey.
Turkey? They hung Turkey. And we could have gone back for him.
Sure. We'd all be hanging now. You're wishing it'd been me, huh?
You read me like a book.
Will you stop it? You'll both get a chance to hang soon enough.
Dry clothes in there. Turkeys.
Vienna walks into the next room with her head held high.
Vienna's a good shot. She'll come in handy when his shooting starts. What good is he?
I didn't come here looking for trouble, Mr. Lonergan.
Bart's the name. All my friends call me Bart.
Thank you, Mr. Lonergan.
Cut it out. We got enough trouble outside. Ain't it time you relieved Corey?
Yeah, it's time.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Bart holsters his gun and walks slowly over to where Johnny is standing. He picks up his hat and puts it on, looking scornfully at the other man before heading out.
I want to thank you for helping Vienna.
I didn't do it for you.
I didn't think you did. Not if I thank you anyway.
No, not at all. You got some dry clothes that I could put on?
In here.
Johnny calmly walks past the kid. The kid puts on his gun belt. Corey's reading a book. He looks up at Bart.
What are you so happy about?
Why'd you let the stranger in?
I couldn't risk a shot. There's posse all around. Besides, if Vienna brought him along, he must be all right.
He ain't all right with me.
Well, who is? Take it up with the kid. I'm still riding behind you.
Corey gets up and starts walking back to the cabin. Bart watches him go, his brow furrowed into a frown. Vienna's changed her clothes.
Doors are made to knock on.
I'm knocking. So it's the Johnny boy, huh?
What if it is?
I don't like it.
Why don't you tell him?
I will.
Johnny comes through.
What are you going to tell me, kid?
Well, look at Mr. Guitar. All dressed up and looking mighty dangerous.
What did you want to tell me?
Well, I'm too scared now that you've got a gun.
Vienna whips round.
You'd better lay off him, kid.
I wouldn't hurt him.
I wasn't thinking of you hurting him.
You mean he might shoot himself in the leg trying to draw?
No. But if I were you, I wouldn't fool around with Johnny Logan.
The kid is taken aback.
Are you Johnny Logan?
That's the name, friend.
Well. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Logan.
I never shake hands with a left-handed draw.
Smart fella.
That's how I keep alive.
We have to figure a way to get out of here. Let's try to work together just once.
Anything for a friend.
Could you spare a little breakfast?
Sure, sure. Help yourself.
You wouldn't shoot a man in the back.
In front of Vienna? Why, she'd never forgive such bad manners.
You'd better stick to your dancing, kid. You'll live longer.
He looks enraged. The posse have gathered on the riverbank. Turkey's horse rears up and breaks free, then trots off along the path. Some of the posse follow it on foot. The horse jumps into the pool and crosses to the base of the waterfall. The posse watch its progress. The horse emerges from the pool and walks through the waterfall. The posse immediately spring into action. They hurry up the boulder-strewn bank and mount up. Emma is amongst them, a look of greed in her eyes. She leads the men down the bank. As the posse cross the pool, Bart scrambles down to a vantage point positioned just above the waterfall. He aims his gun at them. Emma notices him just as they reach the flat rocks at the base of the tumbling water. She whips her horse to force him through the sheet of water, and Bart climbs over the top of the cliff.
was real fond of Turkey. He was a good boy. Hanging. That's a mean way to go. You couldn't have saved him, huh, Mr. Logan?
I had to make a choice.
Yeah. How'd Turkey take it? Hard?
You ever know anyone to take a hanging easy?
How did it feel with that rope around your neck, Vienna?
Try it sometime.
What was you thinking?
I don't know.
Well, you must have been thinking something.
She don't want to talk about it.
I'm asking her, do you mind?
Got any eggs?
Top shelf.
Yep.
Let him get them. He's eating them. Crawling on that bridge and cutting that rope, that was a real brave thing to do, Mr. Logan. How are you going to thank him, Vienna?
He hasn't asked for any thanks.
Yeah, but he expects plenty, don't you, Mr. Logan?
Sit down, Johnny.
Let him stand.
The kid turns round suddenly, and Johnny immediately draws his weapon.
Look at him, Vienna. Can't wait to shoot me. Fingers just itching on the trigger. Huh. Nice fella. You finally got someone to do your killing for you. That'll make you real happy.
The kid takes his hat off a hook and strides out.
Sit down, Johnny.
Johnny puts his gun away and sits down, his body tensed. Vienna pours some bubbling oil from a pot into a frying pan and cracks an egg into it.
We've both done a lot of living. Our problem now is how to do a little more.
Anything?
No.
Bud, keep away from the guitar man.
Why?
His name is Johnny Logan. Just thought I'd tell you.
You told me.
The kid sets off. Bart bursts into the cabin, waking Corey.
What's up?
Funny. The posse's found a way in. Relax, they're still outside.
We gotta keep them there.
Well, you just listen. I just gotta talk with Emma. She don't want us. She wants Vienna and the guitar man.
What about the bank? The money we took?
Oh, will you listen? Now listen. She'll settle for half of what we got. And we get out of here in open country.
Did you tell the kid?
No, I didn't tell the kid.
Well, why not? Why not?
Well, if you listen, I'll tell you why not. The kid is still stuck in Vienna. He'll never turn her over. He'll put up a fight and get us all killed. Now, I got a better idea.
Well, I don't like it.
You don't like it? What don't you like? Are you crazy? I'm offering you a split and a chance to get out with a whole skin.
I'm sticking with the kid, and you're gonna too.
You don't make sense, Corey.
I don't like the sense you make, Bart. I think we ought to have a talk with the kid right now.
As Corey pulls on a boot, Bart slams a dagger into his back. Corey falls onto the floor with barely a whimper.
Some people just won't listen.
Corey!
Johnny and Vienna have heard everything. As Johnny goes to Corey, Vienna grabs herself a gun. Johnny crosses to the door. Bart scuttles out from a crawl space under the cabin, carrying bags of money. Johnny comes out of the cabin and sees Bart with his gun pointed at the kid's back.
Get!
That's it!
At the sound of the gunshot, the posse leap into action.
Let's go!
Emma leads them through the waterfall. Having leapt onto Bart, causing him to misfire, Johnny and the traitor roll down the slope away from the cabin, grappling for the upper hand. Bart stands and shoots his gun, but misses. Johnny fires off a round of bullets which hit their mark again and again. Bart is thrown about by the shots, then tumbles down the hill. Vienna looks sickened. More shots ring out, this time being fired by the posse.
Tell you when there's to be any shooting.
Looks like something's gone wrong, Emma.
MacIver is handed a shotgun. He and Emma head the pack as they surge forward towards Bart's body, lying at the bottom of the hill. Emma and Vienna lock eyes. Johnny and the kid have been forced to take cover behind stumps of wood. The posse spreads out, with Emma making her own way up with a gun held in her hand. Others splash through a shallow stream. The kid looks uncertain of what to do as the posse close in on him and the others. Vienna edges along the outside wall of the cabin. Emma watches her, her teeth gritted with hatred, then fires. The bullet smashes through a window behind Vienna's head. Vienna looks fearful.
I'm coming up, Vienna! I'm waiting!
MacIver and his men are in position, scattered across the hillside. Someone takes a pot shot at where Johnny's hiding.
Mac, me and the boys had enough of this killing.
So have I. It's their fight has been all along. We're out to tell the others there'll be no more shooting.
Emma's still clambering up the red rocks to the cabin. Vienna edges her way around the cabin, trying to spot Emma. She's unaware that her sworn enemy has reached the bottom of the steps leading up onto the veranda. Still in hiding, Johnny and the kid can see what's happening, but are unable to do anything without being shot at themselves. The two women are backed up against the walls on either side of the cabin. Vienna steps out onto the front porch, white clouds hanging in the blue sky behind her. Emma steps out of hiding, and the two women are face to face. The posse, Johnny and the kid, can only watch in stunned silence as the women raise their guns. Emma fires, and Vienna falls back. Emma turns on the kid and puts a bullet into the center of his forehead. Vienna raises herself up and fires at Emma, sending her falling over the balcony and tumbling down the hill into a stream. Johnny lifts Vienna to her feet, and they look down as the posse picks up Emma's body. MacIver starts to walk after them, then stops and turns back to stare up at the cabin. Vienna's gun is hanging limply in her hand. Johnny helps her take a few steps forward. The rest of the posse are all staring at the body of the dancing kid. With a look of rage, she throws her gun down, and she and Johnny lock eyes with MacIver.
Whether you go, whether you stay, I love you.
Johnny helps Vienna down the steep steps.
You can be kind, I know.
MacIver stands back and allows them to pass. The couple emerge from the waterfall wearing smiles of relief. Johnny pulls Vienna towards him for a passionate embrace.
Johnny Guitar.
The end.